Yo, what is going on, everybody? It's Thursday. Recap. Ellen, what's going on? Thanks for popping in. Hi, big game tonight as well. Boom. But it's WrestleMania weekend,
yo,
baby.
It's WrestleMania, baby. Pump the jam, baby. You know, this just popped up on Twitter the other day. It's been 30 years since that song first debuted. And I forgot how good the music video to that was with, you know, like Tatanka, Big Boss Man, everybody talking.
Bret Hart,
of course, the excellence of execution. I mean, I just remember walking into school, whatever grade we were in, and we were singing that song. 30 years we've been listening to that stuff, man.
Dude, it's a great, it gets you pumped up. It's
it
WrestleMania
does.
Weekend.
It really does.
Can't ask for it. You know, LA, and then I sent you the thing. I never remembered the Men on a Mission rap.
You know what? That doesn't ring a bell in my memory. Very vague. I know Men on a Mission did a couple raps here and there that stick out. That specific one, I don't remember it. But hey, when Men on a Mission was doing stuff, you know, it was entertaining.
Entertaining as hell, man. Yeah. WrestleMania this weekend.
Goes Hollywood, baby.
LA, man. You ready?
I'm ready, man. The card, the lineup just got dropped today. Obviously, not the order of matches. All we know so far is night one, Cena, Theory, going to kick it off. Night two, Rose, Reigns is going to close it out. So we don't know the actual order of the matches, but we do know which matches are going to be on what night. And I'm going to say the Sunday card's looking a little more stacked to me, but there's some really interesting matches on night one, too. And I think they did a good job of breaking it up and, you know, getting the intrigue for both nights. And, you know, it's WrestleMania. There's going to be surprises. I'm pumped, man. It's the best time of the year. And I think they're going to deliver a really good pay-per-view. This is Triple H's first WrestleMania as head of creative. So I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Head of creative, Triple H, with everything that he's been doing. SummerSlam was really good. Survivor Series brought back War Games. The Royal Rumble under his watch has been good. Elimination Chamber. Everybody raved about Elimination Chamber, how great it was. I can only expect what WrestleMania is going to be. And obviously, like, the way they released it, right, it's weird because Theory and Cena are on the poster for night one. Everybody's like, oh, they're headlining? I always heard they were opening. I knew Cena was always opening WrestleMania. To me, we talked about it last night when we were playing hoops. The only way to end this night one is with Sammy KO taking on the Usos for tag team belts. It's the only way to end night one.
Yeah, you know, the way that the poster came out, it makes me think that they're still contemplating what match should close it out. Maybe that's why they did that. They didn't want to put any tips out there on what the main event of night one might be, because we heard the rumors of Charlotte and Rhea. I just think the juice is behind that Bloodline storyline. Like, I feel like if you went, no disrespect to Charlotte and Rhea, I'm sure they're going to have a great match. You know, they had a good match a couple years ago at Mania. But it's going to feel kind of like a flat ending to me if you just end it with one of them winning. Like, I feel like the show will go off the air. It'll be kind of lackluster. At least with the KO, Sammy versus the Usos, if KO and Sammy, you send the whole fans home happy, the fans at home will be pumped up, be like, oh, it's going to happen tomorrow night. Is Roman going to go down now? That's the only logical match I feel like that can close it out. Just because of this is almost a year-long storyline now. I mean, with Sammy and KO involved, and their part of it has been a better part of a year, so.
Yeah, I mean, and to me, like I was telling you last night, I mean, no disrespect to those two ladies.
Yeah.
But if that match happens early in the night, you just kill the whole crowd. How many people are going to stay if that's what they want to come and see?
Right, especially if it's like the middle of the card, because Cena and Theory are kicking it off. You're not going to have it right after that. It'd be somewhere in the middle or like close to the top. And you're right. It's kind of going to kill the buzz for the rest of the night. I mean, you're going to kill any momentum you have for whoever's going on after them. And all the excitement is going to be out because you're going to be all excited about who won the match. So it's the only logical step, I feel like, is to close out that tag title match.
Well, I was thinking this because you guys were there at Mania 35.
Yeah.
With Kofi Mania. Like, after that, watching it, it felt like the crowd was kind of dead.
Yeah.
Once Kofi won the title.
Not to mention that it was the longest WrestleMania ever. It was like 8 hours on top of, you know, being out tailgating for a couple hours before that. the show didn't end at 1 a.m. and where they placed that Kofi Mania, you're right. I mean, Triple H and Batista, the crowd was dead silent.
That match was so bad.
Reigns and McIntyre had a dead silent match. And we were all trying to get our excitement back up for that triple threat main event with the women. And while, Becky got a good pop, it's not what it could have been if it was somewhere. If that was a two-night event, she would have got the pop she deserved. So it's kind of better off that they're doing this two-night thing, I think, now.
Yeah, I think, though, I've heard rumors that Philadelphia may be going back to one night.
And if they do that, let's do what we've been saying.
But we know Triple H wants to reduce the card.
That's what I'm saying. If they're going to do that, you've been talking it up for a long time, for 3 years now. If they're going to do that, stick to, 10 matches, 4 hours. Don't go more than 4 hours. The show can't be more than 4 hours.
7 to 11. I'll give you the extra hour because, remember, when we grew up watching WrestleMania, it was 8 to 11.
Yeah.
Then they start around, I think WrestleMania, I want to say 2000, they went to 4 hours. They went 7 to 11 on the East Coast.
Right.
That was, the mainstay. The four-hour thing was mainstay for a while.
Yeah, that's a sweet spot. 7 to 11. You could probably fit in, maybe 8 to 10 matches. If you don't want to go 10, you could go. Because this
was it WrestleMania 17, almost 12 matches?
And it was a lot of matches. But there was also, you have your squashes in there, right? You throw in your squash
matches. The gimmick battle royal.
Right. You got your matches that don't go more than 10 minutes, so you could do it. But I agree. If they're going to go to one night, just make sure it's no more than 4 hours, I think.
I've said it for years. You earn your spot on the WrestleMania card.
They've kind of done – Trips has brought that back a little bit. Not everybody's going to be on this card. There's 7 matches one night, 6 matches on the other. I know we had these Fatal 4-Way tags, but a lot of guys are going to be wrestling on SmackDown in that Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
I have this feeling that Bobby Lashley and LA Knight are going to find a way to get on the WrestleMania card.
There's going to be surprises. People are going to show up. I agree with you there. If anything's, being held under wraps and Stone Cold's appearing, let's get Stone Cold and LA Knight in a segment together.
Yeah, I'm down for it. So you look at this card, up and down the card. Outside of Cody, Reigns, they're going to main event night two. Everybody expects that to happen.
Yeah.
We kind of expect the title change. I know our buddy Drew thinks Roman's going to retain, hot take.
Yeah.
But I feel like with the hinting of a new title, it feels like there's going to be a title change here.
Yeah, and I agree with that, right? I mean, the way you built this story up with Rhodes coming back, winning the Rumble, all these promos, at this point, if it's not him, yeah, that'd be awesome. We'll talk about that.
Awesome. That'd be so awesome.
If Cody doesn't win this thing, I feel like you almost kill momentum for both guys in a way, because at that point, it's like, okay, who's Reigns going to, lay down for? No, who's Reigns going to strap to? And Cody, his comeback is all for nothing. I mean, what's the point? So I think that the way it's leaning, you have to, quote-unquote, finish the story. Reigns can take his time off, let Cody do what he's got to do and be a fighting champ every single week. We know Reigns has a soft schedule. It's kind of a part-timer schedule. Even in this build-up to Mania, he's only showed up to a couple of select shows, right? So if you're Roman Reigns, this is the time to drop the strap to Cody Rhodes. You got to finish the story. You've been building up to this thing. This is the time to do it, I think.
I agree. I think it's Cody's time. I think he's got to win the title. He's been presented as a main eventer since he debuted at WrestleMania last year.
Right.
Beat Rollins, beat him 3 times. I know
undefeated, hasn't lost.
Just pinned Solo.
Right.
So, I mean,
yeah, he got Solo's first loss. Cody Rhodes beat him clean. So that's a big deal.
Beat him clean in the ring. You're building him up as the guy. And I know WWE likes their swerves. But like you said, who are they going to be?
I agree with that. That's definitely a hot take, man. Especially if Sammy and KO win the tag titles, it wouldn't make sense for that to happen. But like you said, swerves can happen. They might throw us a curveball. All options are on the table. But as fans of wrestling that we've been watching for the better part of 35 years here, right, we know how things go and what the right thing to do is. Doesn't always work out that way.
No.
But the storyline, you can get an idea of, this is the way it's going. And here's the guy that I'm going to quote that I didn't think I was going to quote. Jeff Jarrett came out and said today that on whatever podcast he was on, he thinks it would be bad for Roman if he doesn't drop it. Cody's been presented as the guy that's going to be there and doing the house shows, the TV shows every year, every week, kind of like Cena was there all the time, taking on all challengers. That's what you need right now. You need a fighting champion that's going to be there every week.
Oh, you mean like Bret Hart?
Like Bret the Hitman Hart, baby.
Like Bret Hart, you know, the fighting, one of the fightingest champions when he won the title against Flair, got like 10 opponents before Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
But, you know, like looking up and down this card, like some of it, you know, to me, you know, I'll look at it and be like, you know, there's some things, you know,
yeah,
that you know, are like whatever. But like Ray versus Dominik's kind of cool because Ray, WrestleMania 21 in LA, took on Eddie Guerrero. So there's some nostalgia there.
Yeah, the connection, it's kind of full circle, right? Yeah. Like you said, Eddie in L.A., now he's fighting his son. We know the storyline. It was the custody of Dominik. Eddie and Ray wrestled. Dominik's been kind of, you know, his hairstyle's like Eddie. His hairstyle's like Eddie, and he's been talking about his dad, saying he wishes Eddie was his dad, right? So, I mean, like, there's a whole thing that goes into it here.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've talked about it, you know, tag titles everybody wants to watch. Everybody wants to see this Dominik Ray storyline. We talked about the main event. Banger of a match is going to be Gunther, yeah, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus. That's going to be a heavy match.
That's on night two, right?
Yeah, that's on night two, yeah.
I feel like that should open night two, if anything.
I think that should open night two
because
as well.
That's going to be a banger of a match that if you throw it in there, maybe in the middle, and it's a hot match, and the crowd's all energetic for that. You don't want it to take away from the Reigns Cody stuff. I think what they're going to do is that those fatal four way tag matches, you probably put those right before the main events. I think for both of them,
because
those are like cool down. Those are like cool down dead spots. I mean, Mania is not the type of night where, you know, Trips used to run those NXT shows where it was banger after banger, and he did that for Elimination Chamber. But for Mania, you really can't do that. You got to have some dead spots to get the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, but TakeOver was different. There was only five matches.
Right, I know. So you can't do that for Mania. So you got to have some spots where you get the crowd.
Brock and Omos is going to be Brock Omos cooler, man.
That's a downer. I mean, what night is that? Is that night one?
That's night two.
That's night two also. So that's going to be a match.
I got an idea for you. Here you go, right now.
Yeah.
I'll give you this. This is how I would book night two.
Yeah.
Gunther Intercontinental match opens. Then you go to Brock and Omos. Then you go Hell in a Cell. Then you go back-to-back women's matches.
That's all.
And then you go main event.
No, but then here's the thing. You could throw in some segments in there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing there's going to be an impromptu match somewhere in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Something's going to happen. So it's not going to be just back-to-back women's. There's going to be something to break it up in there,
but that's what I'm saying. I think that's what you would book it. I think you go Intercontinental, right, then you go Brock, Hell in a Cell, and then you figure out how to break up the other stuff.
Right, exactly. I agree with that. That's a good way to book it.
You know, obviously we talked, you know, let's see if Cena, I figure Cena's going to do the job to Theory, right?
I mean, that's my guess, but I don't know. I mean, what's Cena's outlook? I mean, have you read anything on what he's doing since, now that he's back?
All I heard is that they want to see, maybe they could get Cena, Logan Paul, SummerSlam.
Okay, so he's basically just showing up for the big pay-per-views now, right? I mean, he's not there on a week-to-week basis. He's not. So if you have Theory lose, it's just not going to do anything for him. It's going to bury him and see the U.S. champ, right, for no reason. So.
Who cares?
Theory's got to win it then, right?
Yeah, I mean, Seth Rollins, Logan Paul's going to be...
That'll be good. I think it's going to be good just because of the athleticism of both guys.
That's going to steal
night one because, you know, Logan's going to bust out some crazy high spot. Rollins is going to do some crazy stuff. So that's going to be a better match than we both expect, I think.
I think Damage Control. I mean, Damage Control needs a victory here.
Yeah.
Maybe Trish turns heel.
But is it going to be the heel turn here now for Trish or a little later in the year?
Maybe later. I don't know. And then, I mean, look, we both agreed when this happened a few years back, Rhea should have beat Charlotte for the NXT title at WrestleMania. I think Rhea's going to win here, but who knows?
I think Rhea wins as well. I just don't know. Does she do it clean or does she cheat? Does she get some help? That's my
The problem is that build for that match has not been great because Rhea's been in that Dominic storyline too much.
Well, I will say both the women's storylines have been kind of lacking. For a match that Asuka and Belair is probably going to be a great match, they just haven't put the emphasis on the storyline behind it on that one, unfortunately. Because I really feel like it should have been Rhea and Belair should have been the match.
Yeah, I feel like the NXT, the two NXT, because
Ronda was supposed to fight Charlotte, yeah, I think, right?
Yeah, but was it Bianca never beat Rhea, right, in NXT?
I think so. No, I think you're right.
Something like that. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
They were all fight, and then they had that whole triple threat thing going on with Charlotte. So
I think they've all got messed up because I think they wanted Ronda to wrestle. I don't know if it was Charlotte or somebody else, but the fact that Ronda wanted to do the tag title thing, Charlotte needed an opponent, so this is what happened.
Right. So, I mean, look, WrestleMania 39 is going to be good. I mean, you know, two nights, L.A., something's going to happen, some surprise.
L.A. night. It's got to show up in L.A.
L.A. night. And obviously, with the Hell in a Cell, Edge, Balor, we get reports, Brew Reunion.
Yeah.
Tony Khan's giving the okay for Christian, but get Gangrel.
He's giving the okay, but are they going to take him up on that? Because if they take him up on that, does that mean that Triple H owes Tony Khan something? I mean, would they really work together to do this? We've seen it before with TNA and like some other stuff.
I mean, it's the right thing to do.
It is, but it is the right thing to do. I just don't know if they're going to do it.
I mean, find out, right?
We know Gangrel's probably going to be there, so that's cool.
He's been confirmed.
Yeah.
We know Demon Finn Balor.
And this is likely Edge's last WrestleMania, right? We assume.
Yeah, because this isn't his final match in Toronto.
I mean, it wasn't official, but he said it in a promo. He'd like to have his last match in Toronto in August. Yeah. And they're going to be there. They're going to be there for a SmackDown. If this is Edge's last Mania, you know he's going to try to bust out. He already said, quoted saying, I got crazy ideas for this thing. So something's going down. But I think at the end of the day, Finn's got to take this, right?
I would think
the
so.
Demon is I don't think the Demon ever lost when he was on television.
No, yeah. Well, Demon lost to Bray, I think, right?
Did he? That may be the only guy, right? Yeah. Or did he lose to Brock? I forgot who. Didn't the Demon wrestle that show in Japan? But that was something else,
yeah,
right?
Something else. Yeah.
You might be right. The Demon might have one loss on television, but for the most part, if it's going to be Finn Balor as the Demon, and we know Edge is going to be gone by the end of the year, Finn's got to take the win here, I think.
I think Finn's got to take the win here, too.
And Edge can move on and wrestle some other guys before his retirement tour.
Exactly. So, WrestleMania, this weekend, it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Crowd's going to be hot.
Cody's time, man. And KO and Sammy got to win those tag titles. The Bloodline goes down. Here's my prediction. Bloodline loses. I don't know how they do it, but maybe they do a thing where Jay kind of says Roman lost, like we're kicking him out, or he disappears. And Jay says, we got to pick up the pieces. We're still the Bloodline. It's the Usos and Solo together. And Jay starts calling himself the Tribal Chief. Until Reigns comes back at SummerSlam, babyface pop, you finish it up, you finish up the storyline, Reigns, Jey Uso, one-on-one, then I don't know if that you want to continue it or end it, but that's how I think this thing's going to go. That's just
I like that. Yeah. I really like that. Yeah.
Thank you. That's my prediction. I don't know how you see it going down.
No,
what do you
I
think?
Mean, I think the Bloodline loses the titles, and then
to continue even further on that, you build up Solo for the rest of this year. So Reigns beats Jay, right? Takes out Jay, says, screw you. You're calling yourself the Tribal Chief. Solo is the next guy waiting after that. So by 2024, maybe Solo is a guy that they start moving up the card
right.
too, you know?
And I think, and we figure Orton's going to be around, maybe Cody Orton. But yeah. If, whatchamacallit?
Cody Orton, man.
Yeah, but if Jay or whatever happens in that match, maybe you fit a couple matches with Jay and Jimmy, with Cody defending the belt.
Solo,
you
could do it.
And then it's over.
Yeah, you could definitely do that. And my money, I definitely want to see Cody and Orton. I mean, I want to see that at some point this year.
Yo, legacy, baby.
Yeah, you got so many opportunities for a story right there. Their fathers, the legacy together. Maybe you bring back DiBiase for a one-shot.
Hey,
so you get his ass kicked by Orton. So, yeah, so I agree, man. Mania, going to be good time. I can't wait to see how they pull this out.
Dude, I can't wait for WrestleMania. Bloodline storyline, probably one of the best in the business.
Yeah, for
The
sure.
transition to AEW Dynamite,
Yeah.
because let me tell you something, flying under the radar, and we'll get, and obviously I'm jumping around here. They're building some nice storylines here, one of which is heel Blackpool Combat Club against the Elite.
Hell yeah.
I'm really, really liking
yeah.
this.
You're right. You're right under the radar. You're right. They are building. It's going to be an awesome 4-on-4 when that goes down. Obviously, we're alluding to the fact that Danielson came back last night, and this was your prediction when he said he was going to go home or take some time off, that he might come back, turn into a heel guy. You know, we thought he's coming back to save, make the save on Kenny O, beats the crap out of him, puts him in the LaBelle lock, says that you're what's wrong with wrestling today. I mean, this is just setting it up for an awesome 4-on-4 match down the road, man.
I mean, look, we know I was there first time ever. Danielson, Omega,
That's
Grand
right.
Slam, time limit draw. These guys have a lot of unfinished business.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great singles.
A lot of history.
We know the history with Moxley and Omega for the world title. We know all that. Now you get Claudio involved, Wheeler Yuta. There's a lot of great singles and tag matches that can happen with these guys.
I can't wait for it, but you're right. They're building up this up really good, and the Blackpool Combat Club is a bunch of heels. It's too bad Regal left, because he would have been perfect with this heel run for
these
guys.
This would have been awesome if Regal stayed.
This would have been the time for him to make his money here in AEW if he stayed. You know, they're turning heel, but I agree, man. There's going to be a lot of good combinations of matches we're going to get out of this.
How about at the beginning of the night with the Jungle Boy? You know, obviously he beats Matt Hardy. And by the way, if you guys didn't see Vikingo versus Kenny Omega last week.
Yeah. We didn't get to talk about it because we weren't on here last week. But
what
I didn't know
a
too
match.
Much about, yeah, I didn't know too much about this guy. I just know there was a lot of hype. And I'm like, oh, is this guy going to live up to it? I'm like, holy cow. Like, how have I not seen this guy wrestle before? I couldn't believe what he was doing.
Dude, some of those Hurricane Ranas.
All the moves he was doing, the 450 to the outside of the table, he's walking on the ropes like it's nothing. The Hurricane Rana is, like you said, I mean, holy! The fact that Omega kept up with him is unbelievable to me.
I think that was his showcase, though. I mean, I think
yeah.
Omega really put him over from the first start.
He did.
And then, but gets the W, and you know, look, Vikingo, I mean, these guys are going to probably have another match somewhere down the road.
Right.
This is only the beginning. But Kenny Omega, when he's like this, he's the best bout machine.
Best bout machine. I like that. There it is. That's right.
But Jungle Boy beats Matt Hardy. A lot of stuff went on. But after, we are getting the makings of the Jungle Boy, Jack Perry taking on MJF for the AEW World title.
Yep.
This got personal. You
I
know,
like it.
Jungle Boy said it's the MJF show. MJF's like, you know, Jungle Boy didn't deny anything that, you know, that he said it was true. Called him a piece of shit. I mean, this was great promo work by both guys.
Yeah, and I just love MJF saying, at the end of the day, you're just Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm MJF. I'm carrying this company. You know, at the end of the day, you're just Jungle Boy. That's all you are. You're nothing else. So, you know, a lot, like you said, seeds were planted for this thing like years ago when they first came in there and they had that good pay-per-view match. And they're talking about, hey, we could have been friends. We could have ran this company. This is like the seed of the future, and we said it back then when we started doing this nightcap recap 3 years ago. We said these are the guys that are future your company that eventually you're going to come back around to this feud, and it's going to be you know, leading the company as a world title feud, and that's what's going on. And if it, I don't know if what they're planning to do, if they're going to do a one-on-one or if you're going to bring in and do a fatal four-way with Sammy and Darby.
I don't care, one-on-one, fatal four-way, give me something with these guys.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Like, you know, it's going to be great. So
it's going to be great. So, but yeah, MJF is a champion. You got Sammy watching on, you had Darby watching on, and just so unbelievable. Like, they're building something really good with these pillars, and that fact that we're getting it on. And if we get a fatal four way, great. Everybody
yeah.
can on, everybody can.
I think we need a fatal four. Four-way, because that would be an awesome match.
I think it'd be a great match, and I think everybody's stepping up their game, and everybody called their shot. So I think that's the way to go, and then you can revisit singles down the road.
Yeah.
You know, as we alluded to, you know, they had the that we had Omega taking on Jeff Cobb. Jeff Cobb looked good. Omega retains the title. I thought this was a good match that they had on the card.
Yeah, this was a really good one. I agree. It was also very good. And they're, you know, they're mixing in, you know, what's going on with Don Callis. Is he, like, really, like, sneakily against the Elite? You know, questions about what he did last week against the Bucks. So I kind of like how they threw that in there, too. So a really good match.
Yeah, and then apparently he really got hurt after Blackpool Combat Club beat him up there in the
interview. I saw that.
Same with Hangman Page.
Yeah.
So I like it. You know, Kenny Omega, again, you know, he's just a great singles wrestler. We need more of this. We need more Kenny Omega. And it was fun, those trios matches. Don't get me wrong. Those trios matches are awesome.
They
but
were.
Kenny Omega singles, beast.
Unbeatable.
Unbeatable. He needs to be world champion again. I hate to say it, but he needs to be world champion again.
He will. I think he will at some point.
I think he really does, because while he went all out, he was still injured, and he couldn't do what he's doing now.
Yeah, he's working his way back to what he was doing before that during his world title run when he was undoubtedly the best wrestler in the world. So right now it's MJF's run, though, yeah. You know?
How about Orange Cassidy continuing to defend the International Championship against the Butcher? I thought this was a fun match. Different style for Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
Against the bigger Butcher. You know, some tactics that we, you know, normally wouldn't see. Getting help from best friends, the crowbar.
Yep.
You know, different tactics. I like it.
I agree. I mean, Orange Cassidy's just winning match after match here. But he's defending that title, and they're keeping it on television. And he's a guy you got to have on your show every single week, like we always say. So
another pillar of the company that they have on the mid card, you know, Outcasts. I like what they're doing with the Outcasts, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's actually pretty good. And we said that now that Naomi's out of, you know, officially gone from WWE, she would be a good fit here. Or do you bring Athena? We got to have some more additions here, I think.
Yeah, considering there's so many regulars in the AEW original locker room, I mean, we get more in that group.
And I did get to watch from last week, I watched Paige's biography. That, you know, they split it up into these 1 hour with Paige and Lawler, Charlotte and Yokozuna now. And I watched Paige, and I forget, because she was gone for so long, you forget how important she was early on to that Revolution, you know, with NXT, with Emma, you know, and then she came up, beat AJ Lee, and you forget how important she was early on, and just as she was going to be a part of, like, the big explosion, she got the career-ending injury, unfortunately, you know, and the other girls took off. So it kind of made me think, you know, it's really good to see her back in the ring, so we got to enjoy it, you know, while she's able. You know, we can't expect her to be like this all – Listen, 4 years off your neck injury, you can't expect her to, like, to be back to what she was right away.
We can't expect her to be like what Bryan Danielson's doing.
Yeah, or to be anything like she's ever been before. She's just is what she is now. It's just cool to have her back on television, I thought.
Yeah. And I like that they have Toni Storm there. You got Ruby. You got the Outcasts that were from WWE that they didn't want.
Right, exactly. So it fits them perfectly, and it's a good name and everything.
Yeah, so I like more storylines for the women's division. You know, the Taya Valkyrie and Jade Cargill stuff is great for that belt.
Yeah.
So they're building storylines, not just with, you know, the main eventers. We got the women. We got the storyline with FTR and the Guns.
Yep.
For the tag team titles next week. Are they going to show up on SmackDown? Are they going to lose? Like, you know.
What are you feeling on this one? You think it's all a big swerve and they're winning the titles?
I hope they win the titles. I really.
I know you don't want them to go.
I don't really want them to go because I don't know. There's really no tag team division.
Right.
Unless they're promised from Triple H, hey, I'm making up for what happened at Raw 25.
Right.
And we're going to make a tag team division and you're going to star in it.
Right about that. If you're going to have these guys come back, you need a tag division. It really is just the Usos and everybody else right now. So, I mean, look, I know you got Alpha Academy, the Street Profits, but you need to, like, get serious about the storylines in the tag division, because we know for, like, the better part of 3 years, AEW, up until, like, this year, AEW had the best tag division. Not saying they still don't, but they put a lot of emphasis early in the Dynamite years on the tag division, and it was those guys at the forefront. So that's what you would need to do if they were going to be.
And I feel like we have a lot of stuff left with them and the Young Bucks.
Oh, I agree, man. I feel like We didn't get enough. I mean, give me a best of.
We got one match.
I need a best of seven FTR Bucks. Give me that. I mean, if Tony Khan's smart, why are you not booking that? A best of seven with those two teams. Like, what are you thinking, man?
I know, right? Like, that's what you need.
Make that for the tag titles, the best of seven, those two. I mean, that'd be amazing, I feel like.
Oh, man, that would be so, so good. We're going to see what happens. April 5th, April 5th, Wednesday, Long Island. We're going to see what happens.
Did you see now a really fun segment when the Acclaimed and 2.0, right? We're out in the town or
with
whatever.
Hager.
With Hager. Like, they're trying to recruit the Acclaimed into JAS, but I thought that whole segment was hilarious.
I thought they did a great job with that.
Yeah, that was really funny. And they're like, we'll think about it. We'll let you know next week. So it was funny.
We'll let you know next week. All right. Main event, the returning Adam Cole.
Hey, man.
Took on Daniel Garcia. This was a great match. When Danielson first came back, there were some spots here where I'm like, what is Adam Cole thinking?
Too. I was like, what's this guy doing? It's his first match back in 9 months.
And he's taking like pile drivers. I'm like, what are you doing, man?
He wanted to test this thing out. But the thing is, I mean, this is how these injuries happen for him. He was, you know, he was in these matches and he was just, the injuries were compounding. So, but, you know, like you said, everybody in AEW is a nutcase, man.
Right,
they don't
exactly.
They're going to take these crazy spots and we're, you know.
I mean, he looked good, he looked fine after, but there were spots where he was selling where he didn't look too good.
This is a build up. I feel like now you're kind of missing a top babyface in the company almost, right? I mean, Danielson's not a babyface anymore. Hangman's back with the Elite. He's going to be back doing the Elite thing. They're doing like a whole gang warfare thing. Moxley's heel. MJF is heel. Punk is not there anymore. You need a true number one babyface. I think Adam Cole is your guy right here. Build him up as your top babyface. Put him in the world title picture eventually. But I think this is the way to go.
I think once Kenny's done with that Elite, with that stuff, he's a babyface too.
He is, but if he's going to be involved with that group stuff and you want a guy to be your number one baby, Jericho's a heel. Like I feel like everybody's almost a heel right now. So
Jungle Boy, you got the Jack Perry, you got Ricky Starks.
You want a bona fide name, you know, Adam Cole's
the
guy.
As the main eventer, Adam Cole's your number one baby.
Yeah, because you brought this guy in, right? Unfortunately, he hasn't had the impact we expected him to have because of some injuries. But you want to kickstart this thing. I mean, I remember going to the Dynamite in Atlantic City, what was it, early 2021, whenever it was, over a year ago. Not this past, maybe back in early 2022. And at the end of the show, off the air, Tony Khan comes out, brings out Adam Cole, and I think he brought him out to get a kind of an indicator of where the fans behind this guy. And the entire crowd stayed after the show just for Adam Cole to cut a promo with Tony Khan in the ring, chanting his name. And you could see in Tony Khan's face, like, all right, I got something here. Like, this could be a guy that, you know, the company can get behind. So I think that's what you got to do here with Cole. As long as he's healthy, I hope he stays healthy.
I hope he stays healthy, too. He gets the win over Garcia. Garcia's a great wrestler.
Yeah.
Jericho comes out. Yeah. Gives him some dirty looks. Cole celebrates with the good doctor. And, you know, it looks like we're going to get Jericho and Cole. I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that, too. That'll be cool. You know, I didn't record that All Access show. I know that debuted last night.
I watched it. That was pretty good.
I'll have to check it out. It's more just like, it's kind of like what? Like,
Roads to the Top.
Okay. That's cool. But I agree. Cole, you know, he comes back, celebrates with Britt Baker, get the confetti and everything. Jericho and Cole, I think that would be a good feud.
I think that's going to be a great feud.
Yeah.
I mean, they're building a lot of things here. I think they're getting reestablished after everything that happened. We know it all out. You know, what about the CM Punk stuff?
Yeah, I don't know what's true or not. I mean, I don't know if they're really – I don't know if the rumors were that, you know, they're – both sides are, like, interested in a comeback. And then he goes on and he posts this Instagram story kind of bashing everybody, saying Moxley wouldn't take the pin for him. Jericho's a stooge, all this, all that. And then, you know, I just don't know what to believe. I don't know if they're just – this is all something that they're creating to create some buzz, or is this just Punk being Punk, the usual, kind of just burying himself here, you know, getting on everybody's bad side, burning bridges like he always does. when you think like things might be going the right way, all he has to do is apologize. He just buries the bridge even further. I don't know, man. What do you think?
Look, I will say this. I hope he comes back.
Yeah.
I really do. Because I think the company needs him.
It'd be great, but they got a lot of like apologizing and whatnot to do, I feel like.
Right. Here's the thing. If All Out is really moving from the Now Arena to the United Center.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say that.
Then Punk has to be a part of it.
Right.
Because they are not selling out that building without him.
Right. I mean, we remember when he came back, they sold that out on a rumor that he was going to show up.
Right. Exactly. So, I hate to say it, but if he's not coming back, don't make the switch.
Yeah. That's a rumor right now, right?
That's a rumor.
Okay.
It's only a rumor, not confirmed.
Right.
But, you know, CM Punk's got to apologize to the backstage. He's got to apologize to Jericho, to Moxley, all this stuff. You know, got to, you know, stay in line, apologize to Tony Khan, apologize to the whole locker room.
Got to apologize to everybody.
Everybody.
Because he almost ruined whatever good will they had. He almost ruined it all.
Right, exactly. You know, so that's going to happen. He needs to come back and do it that way.
Yeah, and strictly, I feel like him and MJF have unfinished business. That's
well,
MJF's
supposed to be in for the title.
Right. Exactly. That's. I feel like he kind of owes MJF one, right? I mean, to come back and have a match there. So that's what everybody wanted to see.
I mean, MJF beat him once.
Yeah.
CM Punk beat him once.
Right.
Beat MJF once.
That really good Dynamite match, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And then they had the dog collar match at the Revolution.
Right. So, listen, as fans, we know what's good for business. We want to see him back. It's just that, you know, I listened to Moxley on Renee's podcast. He didn't really go too much, delve deep into it. Moxley's the type of guy who wants to stay away from the drama. You know, he wants to be drama-free. He's like, there's a lot of guys that just, like, are in their own drama in the company, but it's because of outside things. He's like, everybody reads dirt sheets, and it brings everybody down, and, you know, that's what creates the drama. It's because they're reading these dirt sheets and all these rumors and everything. And he's like, he was basically saying he was not under contract last summer. And that's why, you know, when Punk was claiming that Moxley wouldn't do the job for him. And Moxley just basically said, it's because I wasn't under contract. I didn't have to do anything. He's like, I could have showed up at SummerSlam. I could have done this. I could have done that. But he's like, you know, he didn't do it because Moxley's a class act, I feel like, when it comes to this stuff. I mean, he's been carrying the company when they needed him. So if this is the case, you know, I feel like CM Punk just has to bury the hatchet with a couple guys, and maybe we'll get him back in there.
Yeah, hopefully we do, because it would be great, because there's a lot of money to be made.
Yeah.
A lot of guys in that company.
Hey, what's going on with the Rangers and Devils right now?
It's 2-1 New Jersey after two periods.
Okay. Are they at Prudential tonight?
Everybody's at Prudential Center tonight.
Nice, nice, nice.
So, good night to play some hockey. Big game. Could determine who gets second place in the division, who gets home ice in the first round of Stanley Cup playoffs, because it appears that that's where we're headed.
What? When does the season end? End of April?
Middle of April.
Okay.
Like, after Easter.
Gotcha. Okay, so a couple more weeks of games here.
Yeah, a lot of big games.
Yeah, Stanley Cup. How many more do the Rangers and Devils have a couple more against each other?
No,
or is this the last one?
The last one of the season, and then they would meet in the playoffs.
Okay, wow, so big one tonight. Okay.
Big game.
Awesome,
tonight.
Man. And I'm really pumped for if we're definitely getting a Rangers Devils first round match. I'm excited to tune in for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too, as much as it pains me to watch it all the time.
I know. It's going to be a good series, though, man.
Series. It'll be a great series. I'll be biting my nails and getting a heart attack every night.
I know you will.
But, no, it'll be good. I mean, look, playoff hockey, nothing and like it.
Baseball's back today.
Yankees won.
Braves won.
Judge hit a home run. Did the Mets win? I didn't care about the Mets. Who cares?
They did, but yeah. Verlander's already got injuries, and, you know, they don't have Diaz anymore, but they managed to pull out the win today.
All right, so there you go. Yep. Mets fan.
That's right.
All right. Life choices, right?
Life choices, man.
But, no. And then, guys, thanks for liking our video yesterday from the Courts Ackerman
Right.
Fun preseason hoops. Yeah. Hopefully get more action next week.
I'm feeling, you know what? I'm feeling better today than I was yesterday. I feel like if we played today, I think I would have been a little bit better. But I did. I got a little leg workout in today and going to be working on the leg and the lateral movement for when we start
the lateral movement.
That's right.
So can't wait to be back on the courts, either Township.
Same here.
Ackerman,
it's going to be a little warmer next week, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, at least it won't be freezing.
Yeah.
But everybody
enjoy WrestleMania this weekend.
WrestleMania this weekend. Check it out. Final Four. Just, it's going to be a great weekend. ROH Supercard Honor tomorrow night.
Right.
Great week for wrestling. Everybody loves it. It's the best time of year. WrestleMania week.
That's right.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It's been the Nightcap Recap. We'll be back after WrestleMania to discuss it all. You know where we'll be. You know where you can find us. Thanks again for tuning in. Have a good night, everybody.
Woo!
Woo!